Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
I thought she was such a lady, but my things have changed since time's moved on. I give her my last dollar, now all she'll do is holler. Oh, my life has become country song. If a tree fell in the forest, she didn't hear it, would I still be wrong? I guess I should admit it, she ain't ever gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
Man, I remember when her eyes used to be so blue and shiny. God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Her hiney. Man, that thing is big enough to land a small plane on.
A small plane?
I'm telling you.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
You gotta love that song.
Do enjoy that.
Hey, this is your host, Ray I. Welcome back, those that drove through the break with us. And I also like to welcome our listeners that are just tuning in live, mobile, on demand. Eye on the Outdoors, brought to you by Midwest Outdoors. We're in Midwest Outdoors Studios. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is doing a series on every cover and inside the magazine and on the website and with TV clips in his own words, and working really hard on this project. It's a lot of work. We're shooting stand-up on cameras. Midwest Outdoors put together and asked me these questions to get deeper into my past. A little scary. And actually, I'm kind of enjoying putting this together in his own words. And of course, it's an honor, and I'm flattered to be the first hunting person to be involved in this. And also, at Midwest Outdoors, they're going to take the tip segments that I do on camera and run those on their television show. It's such a cool deal, and I wanted to share it with you and let you know what's going on. It's at MidwestOutdoors.com. Of course, there you can see all my articles that I'm doing with my maps and information on hunting. But let's get back to this question and answer thing. In his own words, question was among all the hunting pioneers who came before you, is there one or maybe a few that you can really relate to and have an especially powerful respect for, and then why? Same question, but how about your peers? Who among modern hunters do you feel the strongest respect for, and why? Beyond people in the hunting industry, who are your heroes? I thought I'd just give you a little segment of that this morning and let you hear a little part of that interview from Midwest Outdoors in his own words. Here's some questions, and here we go.
Among all the hunting pioneers that came before you, is there one or maybe a few that you can relate to, have especially powerful respect for? Well, that's a great question. There's a lot of early day pioneers that I have a ton of respect for, and one is Fred Bear. He's the father of bow hunting, of course. He took bow hunting from obscurity and took it up front of the world. And I was real fortunate to meet Fred Bear. I knew him. I wasn't a close friend, but I knew him. I met him in 1977, and then I seen him three, four, five times after that at SHOT shows, sports shows, and things like that. But you have to look at a pioneer like Fred Bear and what he did for the hunting industry and for bow hunting. Tremendous man. One thing that always impressed me about him was his smile and his honesty. He was a great guy. Another pioneer, especially in my part of the industry, turkey hunting and calling, was Ben Rogers Lee. Ben Lee. Ben Lee was like the first big pro professional turkey caller. He's the first pro turkey hunter that actually got endorsements. Ben Lee paved the way for so many of us that's in this industry today. I worked with Ben. I was good friends with Ben. I traveled with Ben. We went to calling contests together. And what I really liked about Ben is that he made hunting fun. If you didn't want to have a good time, don't go with Ben Lee. Ben knew how to work audiences. He was a great public speaker. Ben was a great ambassador for hunting and a great friend. Ben knew how to laugh and to make people laugh. He was a great seminar speaker. He was a good hunter. He took turkey hunting and turkey calling to the next level. He was on the talk shows at that time, Merv Griffin, Johnny Carson, things like that. But he traveled around the country. He emceed calling contests and always had that humor. And that's one of the things that I picked up from Ben doing my programs was humor. Educate people, entertain people, but keep them laughing. Ben Lee was a great pioneer in our industry and one of the reasons, one of the main reasons I do what I do today and many others like me. There's another great individual, a great hunter and a great personality and a great pioneer in hunting that a lot of today's hunters probably don't know who he is, and that's Paul Schaefer. We lost Paul in a skiing accident back in the early 90s. I worked with Paul Schaefer. He built bows. He built me a bow. Always kidding me, my bow was 65 pounds. He told me he built it for a girl. Paul Schaefer was a unique individual, and he shot recurve bows, and he was the best hunter that I've ever been around. Paul took all of the big sheep in North America with a recurve before anybody else did, without any big hoopla. Paul didn't like to be out in the public or be known for what he did. He just liked to do it. He had a passion for hunting. He was one of the best hunters I've ever been around. Paul Schaefer was an incredible individual, one of the strongest men I've ever met, too. A good example of Paul Schaefer, one time my good friend Gene Wenzel went into Paul Schaefer's cabin. He was working on some bows, and there was a ram head there. And Gene comes in and says, look at the size of this ram. This thing's got to be a world record. And Paul looked up and said, well, good for him. And he says, good for him? He goes, yeah, I didn't grow him. He did. Paul didn't care a whole lot about the limelight, the spotlight. I worked shows with Paul. I built calls for Paul. I built his elk calls. And me and Dale Kuhn shot video with Paul Schaefer and with Paul Bruner. And just an amazing individual. Paul Schaefer also hunted Africa with a recurve and took all the big five animals before anybody I know. Paul Schaefer was a great hunter, a great person, and a great individual. And I'm really proud to have called him my friend. Then we got another guy in the hunting industry that creates a lot of controversy to some people. A lot of the controversy comes from because he speaks out. He's a great ambassador for hunting and the outdoors, and that's Ted Nugent. Me and Ted's been friends a lot of years. I've introduced him at shows. I've been backstage at his rock and roll shows. And what a guy like Ted Nugent brings to the table is he reaches millions of people. I've been to his concerts where he's out front shooting a bow and arrow, talking about hunting, eating meat, backstrap. I mean, he reaches the people. Ted is a great ambassador for hunting in the outdoors, and he has a passion for hunting and killing and eating meat like nobody I ever met. And talk about a guy to be talking about the Second Amendment and the right for us to have guns. There's not a better person out there than Ted Nugent. A lot of the naysayers and the people that complain about Ted and say they don't like Ted, they don't know Ted Nugent. Ted's a great guy and a great ambassador for hunting. Today's industry, one of the individuals that come to mind for me that I look up to and have a lot of respect for is Harold Knight. I met Harold Knight and David Hale 1977 in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We've been friends ever since. Harold is one of those guys, a good old Southern country guy, honest as the day is long, good person, good hunter, and has educated millions of people on ethics, safety, and hunting. No matter where you see Harold, he's always got something good to say. He always says hello, and he always asks me, he says, how's Marty doing? Even if he hasn't seen Marty for 20 years. Harold Knight is one of the great individuals in our hunting industry and one of the guys that I have the utmost respect for. Heroes beyond the hunting industry? Well, it'd have to be my dad. My daddy would be my hero. Always has been my hero since I was a little boy. He carried me on his shoulders out hunting when I wasn't old enough to walk and introduced me to the outdoors and taught me skills to do what I do today.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? I'm really enjoying this project a lot. That's not all of it. That's just a small sample from Midwest Outdoors, in his own words. With that, we need to take a break, and we're going to see y'all on the other side, baby.